Time to close it now. The podcast that's revolutionizing the HVAC and home improvement trades industries. Get ready to dive deep into the world of heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. We're turning up the heat on industry standards and cooling down misconceptions. And we're not just talking about fixing vents and adjusting thermostats. It's about the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement. We're the driving force inspiring top performers who crave excellence, not only in their professional endeavors, but also in fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. Proving that we can indeed have it all. This is Close It Now, where excellence meets excitement. Let's get to work. Now your host, Sam Wakefield.
Okay, so you're saying all of the right things. So why isn't the buyer moving forward? This episode is going to dive deep into the unspoken realm of sales energy. It's the emotional signals, tonal mismatches, and internal misalignments that kill trust without a word being said. If you've ever felt like your message just isn't landing, this one will explain why and how to fix it. So that is our episode today. I am excited that you are here with me. My name is Sam Wakefield. I am the host of Close It Now. And today is a great day. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What are you going to do with it? First of all, thank you for joining me in Drive Time University. I know that you are out there making it happen and making it rain. So thank you for investing the time with me in this journey together. The first thing I want to do is cover a quick review. My friend Steven Martinez, I recognize this name. If you don't know, well, now you know. He's he owns a roofing company. He also hosts what is called the American Dream Conference, which I actually spoke at last year, and will be speaking again in 2026. Incredible event. But he left me a review. Five stars. Thank you, Steven. I appreciate that. And it says, Close It Now is 100% the best in the game. Highly recommend to anyone trying to get to that next level. So thank you for that, Steven. I appreciate it very, very much. Five stars. Google reviews are awesome. So if you've ever gotten value from Close It Now, I'm going to ask you right now, go to Google, search Close It Now, leave me a five-star review. I appreciate it. And on Apple Podcasts, leave me a review there. And Spotify now has a place to leave reviews. So five stars abound. If I read your review on an episode and you hear it, reach out to me and you will have earned yourself a free one-hour coaching session, which are actually, that's something that is an offer right now. So if you would like to get some tune-up calls going into the fall, reach out to me as well, and we can discuss what that might look like. But let's get into this episode. This is so important to understand. Yes, learning the script is important, but the script is not enough. I am here to tell you the script will only get you to an average level of success. Just the script is not what's going to take you to the next level. Just the script alone, there's not a single top performer out there, I don't care who you are, that got there strictly by just role-playing and mastering a script. Yes, that truly is foundational. You know, if you were an actor and you only learned the words, but you didn't learn how to express the words, you would never get cast for the movie or for the Broadway or whatever it is that you are auditioning for, because it was flat. You didn't put any life in it. Or if the energy behind what you're transmitting didn't match the words, there's no congruence there. So that's what this episode is about. This is episode 8 in the Sales Psychology series. Today, we're going to take a deeper look at how human behavior drives sales performance. So if you've been following along, this is the longest series I've ever done, and I've learned just as much as you've learned as I put it together and built this for you. But in this episode, we are exploring the concept of energy congruence, What happens when your tone, body language, and emotional energy don't match your words? This is when buyers, they freeze, they stall, they push back, even if your offer is perfect. So today we're going to break down why incongruence happens, how to recognize it, and most importantly, how to recalibrate mid-conversation as so your buyer feels safe enough to say yes. So stick around. This is going to be a blast. And we are actually going to get right into it today. So I don't have a ton of time, but I'm here to tell you one couple quick announcements before we do. One is, yes, we are booking on-site training for your organization. Do you want to see literally a 20 to 30% jump in your company numbers? That's what happens every time we step on site. Go to the Facebook page, go to my Facebook page, go to the Close It Now Facebook group. There's video testimonies. Go to the YouTube channel. I have a playlist called Testimonies. Go listen to some of the stories. There's more and more all the time. And I love how lives are being changed by the level of impact that people are able to make in their lives, impact with the help more homeowners. It increases, of course, helps the company, it helps their own income. By extension, helps your family, helps the community. Everyone wins because we're doing this with honesty, integrity, morals, ethics. There's not a single reason you should ever have to lie, cheat, or steal to become a millionaire in HVAC. And that is my message to you today. You can have it all. You can have both an incredible income and a very fulfilled, happy, healthy life. So let's get into this. The problem is, you know, so many times we train, you know, you train your pitch, you train your presentation, you've nailed the script, but the buyer still hesitates. This isn't a tactic problem. It's an energy mismatch. This is why you can see 2, 3, 4, however many people that they all role play in a training room and they nail it perfectly. But the second they get in the field, one will crater and get mediocre results and one will get exceptional results. Even if, say, the Rilla is, or the Ciro or whatever, or you're doing the ride along and surface level, it sounds like there are delivering things identical. It's not. It's the energy behind it that makes the difference. So, energy congruence happens. What is it? It happens when your words, the words you say are one thing, but your tone, your body language, your emotional state says something else. Sales is more felt than heard. I'm going to say that again. Sales is more felt than heard. That's why we, on this podcast, I talk about feelings so often, because sales is more felt than it is heard. And your buyer's subconscious is constantly scanning for alignment at all times. Now, here are some example signals of that saying, you know, saying, I'm excited to help you, but saying it in a flat tone, I'm excited to help you. Are you really excited? I mean, here's the example. Raise your hand if you have a partner or a spouse that when you ask them how things are and they go, fine, it's fine. You know it is not fine because of the way they said fine. So that's an example of the energy incongruence. Smiling when you're secretly frustrated, they can feel it. Talking about urgency, but you're moving slowly, hesitantly. Your actions don't match what you're trying to convey. So what's happening here, some brain science behind it. There's a piece of your brain called the amygdala. Basically, it's your brain's emotional processing center. It's hypersensitive to social threat signals like tone mismatch or emotional incongruity. That's what it's called. It doesn't match up. So when it senses danger or something's off, the buyer will lose trust, even if they can't explain why. That's if you've been in these situations too. Everything sounds great. Yep, absolutely. But something's just off. You don't know what it is, but you got to pump the brakes. because just something just doesn't seem right. This is a lot of times what's happening. So here's an analogy. It's like hearing, so imagine a horror movie and the lullaby plays, but it's in a minor key, and it's, or it's the lullaby, but it's twisted just enough it sounds creepy. The melody is there, but the vibe is all wrong. You know something's wrong, but the melody's there. The script sounds good. So you're, this is what happens. Your buyer picks up on that. Your homeowners, they will pick up on this every time. So here is a word track. Here's a verbiage tip for you to help with us. So instead of just saying you care, sound like you care, right? Let your voice match the intention, right? Make sure that you're lining up with what you're trying to say. And it's, this is why it's so important to record yourself. And no, I'm not talking about just using, you know, your Plot or your voice recorder or your AI recorder to get the transcript. I'm talking about actually recording yourself so you hear what you're saying, because the tonality of how it's coming out is equally important as the words, if not more important as the words. You can stumble over your words and get the emotion and the feeling right, and they will still buy. You can have the perfect words and get the emotion and the feeling wrong, and they will not buy. It's absolutely what happens. So here's why buyers freeze. Is this making sense? I'm going to hit pause real quick. Is this making sense? I'm flying through this pretty quickly, unintentionally. It's just, I'm excited about this topic because it's so freaking important. These are the things that are next level. You can learn all the scripts from anybody. You can learn the script from me, but until you get this right, you're only going to hit a certain level of success. So slowing down for a second, why buyers freeze, even if they agree? So, you know, imagine the scene. You're in the home, you're going through the process, you're getting the head nods, you're getting the, they say it all makes sense. And then what happened? They ghosted. What happened? You know, they just disappeared. They're in the wind. Crickets, as we like to say. Buyers don't just need logic. They need emotional safety. When your energy, tone, and body language contradicts your message, it triggers emotional friction. The brain says, something doesn't feel right. I can't move forward with this. So this creates what we call an emotional freeze point. So here are some signs to know if this is happening. They stop, all of a sudden, they stop asking questions. That's an emotional freeze point. If they've been asking questions and they stop, there you go. Fidgeting, you know, they start fidgeting, they start looking at their phone, they start to check out. Sudden change in mood or tone. This is big. Pay attention to these things. They are crucial. There is a, they say, let me think about it, with no clear follow-up. If they give you a, let me think about it, I will get back to you on a, and then you're able to reset a date and a time, that is different. Of course, there's, we've covered a ton of ways to handle let me think about it. Let me think about it is another stall tactic, but if there's no clear follow-up, you've very obviously hit an emotional freeze point. So, a little bit more brain science here. It's the insula, basically part of the buyer's subconscious sensory scanner is what this is. What it does, it's going to flag micro signals like nervous laughter, inconsistent pacing in your speech and your rhythm. This isn't about what you said. It's about how safe it felt to them. So there's a visual cue here. Imagine your buyer's trust like a thermostat. So it's a good way to remember this. Imagine their trust is like a thermometer. I'm sorry, imagine an old school mercury thermometer with the red, you know, the one you see on the post outside. It's got the red mercury. When your energy misaligns, the temperature starts to drop. They go cold, and cold buyers don't buy. And so you can visualize it like that and make it very obvious as a memory thing in your brain. So they instantly are able to, you can recognize what's going on. So it helps you to recalibrate really, really quickly. So if you ever find yourself experiencing this, or this starts happening to you, here's how you're going to, one way you can recalibrate mid-call. Because yes, absolutely, debrief your calls after, and when you can look back in the rearview mirror and recognize that this happened or this is happening, awareness is step one. But the faster that you can recognize this and you can recalibrate in the moment, you are able to save these appointments. So recalibrating. You realize something's off. The room feels weird. You know, your homeowner, they look skeptical. Now what? What are we going to do? How are we going to recalibrate it? You can't go back. You can't start over. You only get one chance for a first impression. But what you can do is reset. The key is to reground your presence and rebuild trust without, I get so excited that I talk so freaking fast. I probably have, you know, this is funny. Now that I'm thinking about this and in the podcasting world, you know, I have all these peers and I'll come back to this in a second. This is a quick aside. You know, I have a lot of friends, as you can imagine, that are also podcasters, and they would absolutely laugh their butts off if they knew that I left yawns in the episodes. But really, everybody, isn't this about being authentic and being real? And so I don't want to hide anything from y'all. I'm so freaking transparent. Literally, I pull the curtain back and I share, you know, that's one of the really early episodes. I covered a topic, you know, to get them to open up, you have to open up. To get your homeowners to be transparent, you be transparent. And the more that you are, the more they will be. And it's incredible. I'm going to stand up. Let's do that. It's incredible what happens. And this is, we're changing the game here. Let's just be honest. I'm tired of all of this fake, you know, let's put a filter on everything. And that's why I stopped using my virtual background a lot of time. It's like, this is my office space. You get to see what it is. If you're on YouTube, make sure to like and subscribe. You can see my dream theater sign here behind my head and on my whiteboard, all those kind of things. So if you want to see my dream theater sign, go watch me on YouTube. So let's get back to this. Now that I'm standing, I can breathe better, no more yawns, and let's make it through the rest of this episode because it's crucial. So backing up slightly, you can't go back, but you can reset, which is actually what I just did. The key is regrounding your presence and rebuilding trust without overcompensating. And that is really the important part here. So here's a tool. Pause and breathe. What I just did. Take a silent breath. Reconnect to your intention. The energy shift starts with you, not your script. Remember, you are the leader. There is no words necessarily that are going to do this better than your energy shifting, which will lead them into adjusting accordingly. So pause and breathe. Sometimes acknowledge it. You know, there's been plenty of times when I've been in a home and something like this starts to happen and I literally just pause and say, you know what, hang on, let's back up a little bit because I feel like that we didn't cover that section very well. Or just ask, hey, I just want to check in. Is this still feeling aligned with what you're looking for? You know, just when it's appropriate, ask a question like that. When you notice a shift, recognize it, pause, own it. And sometimes it's, you know, I'll do the same thing. This is a lifelong thing, this whole yawning while I'm talking deal. And I've recognized it myself for so long. And when you're in a homeowner situation, you know, you're in a presentation and you find that about to happen, own it. Ooh, geez, own it like I just did. Own the situation because, you know, it's okay to say, you know what, I've been running a million miles an hour today. Do y'all mind if we just take a breath for a second and let's reset? That way I can focus and, you know, we can reground. I can focus on the energy. Literally saying that out loud to your homeowners is perfectly fine. There are no rules in this game. And the more transparent and vulnerable you are in this process, especially if something like this is happening, the more that they are going to, you're creating a bond with them. There's this, hey, we're similar in this. I get nervous too. It's okay. If you're nervous, tell them, hey, you know what? I'm a little nervous today. for some reason, I don't seem to be on my game. I just feel like, you know, help me out. Literally, you sit in the house and I've told homeowners like, hey, help me out here. I am just mentally, it's been a long, hot summer. We're to the time of the year where, you know, we get to the place where sometimes I've just had a long, hot day. Here's the information. Let's go over it together. Let's make this more of a conversation than just me talking at you. So many times that is the bond that makes the difference. And we're not trying to manipulate anybody. It's just a matter of like being vulnerable and honest and authentic. And that's what everything is about. So acknowledge the energy shift. Hey, I just want to check in. Is this still feeling aligned with what you're looking for? Number three is mirror and match. Gently adjust your pace and tone to reflect the buyer's current state. Then, once you've mirrored and matched that, and you've regained the right to lead them again, then guide them back to warm. And see, notice what I did in my tonality just now. Go back and listen to it if you didn't notice. I adjusted my pace and my tone down to reflect more of a flat line of what's going on. And then what we can do is we can guide them back to warmth. So hear my tonality warm back up in this conversation. It's nothing to do with louder or softer. It has everything to do with the energy in your voice. And if you didn't hear that, that is step one for you to go back and listen for those types of changes. Number four is your internal reset phrase. So you're going to say this in your mind to yourself. Anchor this mantra. I create safety. I create clarity. I create movement. I create safety. I create clarity. I create movement. Say it silently before your next sentence. Remind yourself that I'm here to create safety. I'm here to create clarity. I'm here to create movement. And then number five is emotional honesty. What I was just saying, authenticity restores trust. If you feel flustered, don't fake confidence. Just shift into grounded curiosity. Here's another tip. Say something like, hey, if I'm being totally transparent, I want to make sure I'm presenting this in a way that makes sense to you. It's okay to say those types of things. Everyone, you have full permission literally to open up your vocabulary and say things that we tell ourselves, these stories that sometimes we think maybe we shouldn't say things like that, but it's okay. There is no wrong answer in sales. So here is your homework. Here's your challenge. If you have the ability to role play with anyone, especially a teammate, somebody on your team, what you want to do is practice delivering the same script. It doesn't have to be the whole presentation, but take a piece of the script and deliver it with three different energies. Deliver it really rushed, take it through really rushed, then deliver it just flat. Take it through flat without any rises and falls, and take it through flat, and then take it through with congruence. Take it through with your tonality and the energy and the pace that matches that part of the presentation. Then switch roles and share how each one felt. Yes, you can talk about how it sounded, but more importantly, view it through the lens of how it feels. How did it feel with that energy being different than the words that were being said? So we're going to anchor all of this in. Sales isn't about being perfect. It is about being present. I'm going to say that again. Sales has nothing to do with perfection. I don't care how perfect you get a script, that does not make you a great salesperson. It's about being present with the people that you are present with. When you're there, be 100% there. The best reps are not robotic. We're self-aware. You know how to feel the room. You know how to read the tone and adjust without losing yourself. If you want to know more about this energy and reading the room, go back and listen to the energy. There was a 6-part energy series I did about setting the container and reading the energy of the room. But energy isn't fluff. It's the foundation of trust. This is why it's so important. if you're the person that says, I just don't seem like we ever are able to build the right amount of trust, then stop relying on the words. Start focusing on the energy, because energy, it's the foundation of trust. And trust is the only thing that closes deals. When there's trust, the emotion that trust creates is the feeling of safety. I can feel safe enough to make a buying decision with, and I trust that I'm safe because I know that I'm not making a bad decision. That's what the trust means. It creates safety in the feeling of that buying decision. So here's a quick recap. Energy incongruence triggers emotional freeze, not objections. It just causes them to freeze up. Your buyer's brain needs safety, not just logic. This is why people buy based on emotion. They justify it with logic, and then they justify that logic with another piece of emotion. So the brain needs safety, not just logic. Mid-call recalibration is a skill. When you develop the ability to recalibrate mid-appointment, that is a superpower. So constantly be working on that. I could get better at it. Everybody can get better at it. The best salespeople in the world can always get better at every single one of these items. So presence beats perfection every time. You have to be present. Don't let your mind wander into the appointment before yours, or what's going on later, or your crew across town that's, you know, maybe they've got they set the attic on fire, for example. Don't let your brain be there. Be present. Be where you are. Be present where your feet are and focus on who you're in front of. Meet people where they are. So here's the thing. If you want to master emotional calibration in your sales process, let me train your team. Let's get you trained up. Reach out to me, sam@closeitnow.net. Email me there. You can go to closeitnow.net, fill out the form. I'll reach back out to you. We'll have a conversation. We'll see if we're a good fit. And share this episode with someone that you know could use this. What energy signals are they unconsciously sending? Send this to your team. Share this with somebody. And make sure that you don't miss the next episode. We're going to be going over frame stacking. How to shift power without pressure. So that's going to be in the next episode of this series. And last announcement, servicessummit.com. Two announcements. One is servicessummit.com. That is in November. I am going to be speaking. It is going to be November 4th and 5th in Austin, Texas. Go to servicessummit.com, get your ticket. I'm really excited about that one because it's the only event I know of that brings together all of home services, everyone coming together, not just HVAC, not just garage doors, not just anything. It is for all of home services. It's even more I know Tommy Mello's event is pretty welcoming, but this one covers everything. They're wanting pool people. We can learn so much from so many people when we come together. The other part of reason why I'm excited about this is the proceeds go to child cancer research. And so there's a huge part of the net profit that's going to child cancer research. So this is why it's heavy on my heart. And I want to make sure you are there. I'm helping to promote this event. We're also looking for sponsors. So if you would know someone or you are a vendor and would like to sponsor the event, have a booth, it is going to be fire, and it's insanely affordable for sponsorship. So reach out to me. I can get you connected with the founders and get you a sponsor. Now, my biggest announcement that I want to make sure that you are all aware of, I'm going to give you a date. This is the whisper moment of our campaign. October 24th in Dallas, Texas. We'll announce this partnership here pretty quick. We've even named our company. I have a partnership with a couple of gentlemen that one of them anyway. You will know all of us here pretty quick, but what we are doing is we are about to disrupt the entire door-to-door industry in two different ways. One, there's not a lot in the way of training for canvassing and for door knocking. However, we all know it is the single highest return on investment that you can possibly make to get qualified appointments for your company. The other piece of door knocking, just so in case you didn't know, HVAC, for example, is the entire industry is built on the back of 6% of U.S. Of North American single-family households. 6%. That's it. That is the average failure rate annually for heating and air equipment. Now, that means that they had to have raised their hand or pick up the phone and called or click the button to schedule something. They've reached out to you, which is reactive. Now, what canvassing and door knocking does is being proactive with prospecting. We are effectively reaching into the other 94% of households and creating business where it didn't exist before. This is how your company will dominate a market. This is how you can grow and scale very quickly. If you're an owner and you want your number one job to be how fast can I hire and train the production team to keep up with these sales monsters because they're outselling us like crazy, that is the problem that you want to have in your business, because sales drives revenue, which drives reinvestment, which drives faster and faster scaling and growth. Now, October 24th, we're having an event in Dallas. I'll give you the links when it's time. It is going to be for owners who want to add a canvassing division in your company for HVAC. If you want to, and it's not going to be just HVAC, so for plumbing, for electrical, you name it, there's an opportunity here to capture a market right now that is not being touched by anyone. And so that time and place is right now, because we all know the digital space, just paying for Google leads, those days are over unless you have insanely deep pockets and a massive amount of money to invest, which most of you don't. I know I don't either. This is the way. Guerrilla marketing, being 5 mile famous in your neighborhood. How do you go to business as if the internet didn't exist? This is the way to do it. So we're doing something wildly different, because you're going to love what we've combined. It's not just canvassing, but we're doing it different, and we're doing it a way so you don't feel icky, so it doesn't give anybody a bad name. I know what you're thinking. I've heard these things, but I'm also here to tell you, stop being lazy. Do the work it takes to build a business that's worth having. Create a space worth working at. Be someone worth buying from, and this is one of the ways to do that. So October 24th is going to be my event with a couple of my business partners that I've joined ventures for this thing, and I'm super excited about. You're going to love it. You're going to want to make sure to be there. The room is going to be capped at 50 people. It will fill up because the networks the three of us have are pretty massive. So as soon as we announce tickets, you're going to want to grab your spot, because we're going to be going over how and why to door knock, and we're going to give you an opportunity to get with us there and be one of the first companies in your market to launch this for your company. So that's all I'm going to say about it right now. I'm super excited about it. All of the pieces are coming together, and it is such an insane move, the best next step. If you want to be the pioneer, you're going to take some arrows, but you also get the gold. So that's my message today. I hope that you got some value from this episode. I know you did. The feedback we've been getting from this episode and from the Energy Series has been incredible. I hope it helps you go implement. Remember, success happens at the speed of implementation. And I see greatness in you. I know you have it in you. You have all of the ingredients. Increase your vision. Increase your goals. Increase what you think is possible, because just like Henry Ford said, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. So constantly choose every single day to go be someone worth buying from.
You've been listening to the Close It Now podcast. Our passion is to dive headfirst into the transformative movement that's reshaping the very foundation of HVAC and home improvement, and at the same time, covering fitness, nutrition, relationships, and personal growth. proving that we can indeed have it all. We hope you've enjoyed the show. If you did, make sure to like, rate, and review. We'll be back soon, but in the meantime, find the website at closeitnow.net. Find us on Instagram at The Real Close It Now and on Facebook at Close It Now. See you next time.